Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Hello there, and welcome to Healthy by Nature, and welcome to October. This is the time when everything turns bright pink in observance of this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I have to say, after all these years, I'm pretty sure we are aware of breast cancer. What we need to be more aware of is everyday things that we can do to help prevent it and natural approaches that might be, at the very least, supplemental to and supportive of the more traditional treatments. If you're a longtime listener, you know I tend to rant a little bit about some of the fundraising activities. While I have the greatest respect for the folks that get out there and march to raise funds and hold bake sales or whatever else they do, my quibble comes with how that money is used. In some of the even high-profile organizations, way too much goes to fancy salaries and fundraising activities perpetuating themselves. The part that goes to research seems to go pretty much to more of the same for the surgery, radiation, and chemo. And too little, I could almost say none, but I'm sure there's an exception somewhere, just hardly any that goes to education about things like back on September 16th, we had Dr. Walker on talking about vitamin D and how important that is in prevention of breast cancer. We don't hear the big groups talking about that or the kinds of things we're going to be talking about today, which are, I have two wonderful guests. The first is a prestigious cancer researcher, and then we have a holistic dentist in the second half talking about choices that we make every day, whether it's what supplements to take, what foods to eat, what kind of a dentist to go to, what procedures we ask for. There are many, many little bitty decisions that add up to increasing our risk or reducing our risk of developing something like cancer. And I really have to think that what people dread the most isn't so much the disease, because it often doesn't call much attention to itself. It's the treatments. And if we can find ways to moderate the effects of the treatment or use treatments that are less damaging to the body, well, that would be a home run. And we'll here and there through the month be focused on things like that. And I'm so happy to have you with us and appreciative. Last week, we talked about a fairly simple thing that might make a big difference with Alzheimer's when we talked about the fat-soluble B1 benfotiamine. And many of you pass that word along to others, and that's what we have to do. We have to create a revolution and awareness of let's take care of ourselves.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Ever since I heard Dr. A.J. Goyle speak at one of my nutrition conferences, I wanted to have him on the show, and I'm so happy that we got together in what I hope will just be a first installment, because the man has a great deal of depth, and we could go on all day, but I know folks can't go to class really and sit down, take notes, and we don't have slides and so on. So we try to break things down into more bite-sized pieces. And we could use the little time we have here just talking about his credentials, and I won't do that, but I'll give you a taste of it. He is an investigator, a professor. He's the director of the Center for Gastrointestinal Research. He's the director of the Center for Epigenetics, Cancer Prevention, and Cancer Genomics at the Baylor Research Institute and Charles A. Salmon Cancer Center, Baylor University Medical Center, and that, we are happy to say, is in Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Goyle.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a pleasure.
Well, I just love PubMed, and for those that have never used it, if you have access to a tablet, iPad, or computer, and you go to PubMed.com, you will be able to get a sense of what's going on. And just for grins, I looked up the word curcumin, which is what we'll be talking about today. There were 10,000 plus entries, different studies and articles on that. So not a new kid on the block, but surprisingly, an awful lot of people don't yet know about it or know that it has any connection with cancer. Maybe on another show we can talk about its use for joints, depression, the health of the arteries, and the liver. I got out my file this morning on curcumin that I've been accumulating, and it's a pretty fat file, and I flipped through. I was astounded at all the different areas that were being investigated. So your credentials mostly in the area of cancer research. Most of us only hear about research into new and interesting drugs for cancer research. Tell us first, what is curcumin, and then how your attention happened to be directed toward that in conjunction with cancer.
Absolutely. So what is curcumin? So curcumin is a active principle or is a active ingredient within a spice called turmeric. So a lot of people probably are familiar with the spice turmeric, which is used often in South Asian cooking, primarily Indian cooking. So if anybody has tried Indian food, you'll see most of the Indian dishes are yellow in color, and that yellow color comes from curcumin, which is present in the spice turmeric. So in other words, turmeric is a spice which we use for cooking, which is used for long periods of time, among many other uses, but a very small fraction of turmeric, somewhere between 2 to 4% of turmeric, is curcumin. So curcumin not only gives the yellow color, but it is the natural medicine which is present in turmeric. And it has a long history, more than 6 to 10,000 years. It comes from the Indian system of Ayurvedic medicine or Ayurveda, and it has been studied for centuries. It's been studied. We had a lot of evidence, a lot of medicine, a lot of scientific evidence for hundreds of years. But what we didn't have all this time was the modern science behind it, that how does it work? And curcumin has been used for virtually hundreds of diseases. My research is mostly focused on cancer. I do some research on non-cancer diseases, but mostly on cancer. But I can tell you this is one spice, one natural medicine, which you just mentioned earlier. It has 10,000 plus studies on PubMed. So that's not just a mere chance. It is a very, very potent anti-inflammatory. It's a very potent antimicrobial. It's a very potent antioxidant. It is a very potent anti-cancer, and so on and so forth. So how did I get interested into this? I did my doctorate. I did my PhD from India, and then I was looking at what is the next phase of my research life, and I began to look at all the disease prevalence in different parts of the world, and it was very puzzling to me growing up in India. You know, you would think India still has some of the challenges of, you know, large population, people are not fully educated, poverty is still a problem, and so forth. But it was very interesting to me to see that it is also one of those nations where you have overall one of the lowest incidences of virtually every type of cancer. Compared to U.S., where, you know, everybody looks up to U.S., that we are living in one of the best parts of the world, we have access to best minds and infrastructure, healthcare, so forth. So that was very intriguing to me, that how come people in India are protected against cancer and many other diseases, while people in the western part of the world, they get these so often. And then when you begin to dissect it, you begin to see that it is not the genetics of people. It is something to do with diets. And that's where I began to systematically explore everything, and it came down to that maybe there are certain foods people in different parts of the world are eating which protects them from certain diseases. And that's where I began to look very, very carefully 20-plus years ago into curcumin, which is almost integral, which is pretty much every Indian meal people use turmeric for cooking. And that's how I began to systematically look into curcumin and its effect in cancer and many other diseases.
Wow. Well, we could also point to the fact that they probably don't abuse antibiotics like we do. There isn't a 7-Eleven on every corner. So
that is
not
true.
They're not eating as many junk foods and so on. But certainly curcumin has stood up to the tests of science. And there wouldn't be study upon study upon study up to that 10,000 mark that we're talking about if they weren't seeing not only results, but glimmers of how it might work. It seems to me in this country, we have a little bit of the NIH syndrome, not invented here, so we're automatically suspect if it came from somewhere else. But also, it almost doesn't matter if it works. They want to know why it works.
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head that there's a lot of skepticism around anything which is natural. But I can also tell you that in the last 20-plus years I've been here, I've been doing, you know, research. I've been educating people. I've been giving these seminars, but it's a uphill battle because we are so used to thinking. I think it is ingrained in our minds that one disease, one drug, and that drug has to come from CVS or Walgreens or some pharmacy like that, and that's a problem because how many times we go to one of these pharmacies and buy a drug which does not come with any counterindication or side effect? Is there a single drug out there on the planet, the modern drug, which does not come with any kind of side effect?
I haven't seen it.
There's not one. And the beauty is, although we are so smart, but at the same time, we are just somehow trained to not think that the fundamental cause of different diseases could be quite similar. So what I'm trying to say is that on a cellular level in our bodies, our bodies are not built to deal with 1,000 different drugs, because if we can find the fundamental root cause of a problem, there are a lot of different things which can be treated with the same drugs, and that's where we are going towards in the next 10, 20, 30 years, And that's where these natural medicines come into play. Not just only curcumin, but if you look at so many other things, you know, if you look at the folk remedies, they don't work for one particular indication. They work for multiple things. The reason is if you control the basic parameters of the disease, means controlling inflammation, controlling oxidative stress, controlling all of those things, you can virtually cure multiple things. And that's why curcumin has been studied for virtually every disease. I even challenge people that you show me for one disease, any kind of disease for which curcumin has not been studied, I would be very interested, because it has been studied for virtually every single disease and it has shown some benefit there. And the reason is because it works not only the symptoms, it works on the basic cause of the problem, which is reducing inflammation, taking away all the free radicals from the cells. And once you start doing that, you begin to heal the cells, you begin to heal the body, and that's why it works in so many different diseases.
Well, that you're singing from the same hymnal we use on this show, which is if we support the body by giving it everything it needs to optimally function, we take away the things that are gumming up the works, we're naturally designed to be healthy, but we tend to only skirt around the issue by suppressing symptoms instead of figuring out what the root causes are. And when you do that and you work at a basic level with natural approaches that are well thought through, you don't get the side effects. You get fringe benefits. As you say, you might be working on one thing and lo and behold, six other things get better too at the same time. So I have a bunch more questions about your work on cancer. We'll be right back with Dr. A.J. Goyal. Your host, Marty Whittakin here. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I have always suggested that clients take a multivitamin mineral. But I can no longer say that grocery store multis are better than nothing. Those highly advertised brands contain nearly useless amounts of poorly absorbed nutrients, as well as worrisome chemicals. They fool people into thinking that they're covered nutritionally when they are not. I was thrilled that nutrition expert Bill Sardi formulated Molecular Multi. I take Molecular Multi because it's the most complete multivitamin mineral I have ever seen. It contains serious amounts of important nutrients that are missing even in fine health food store brands. I've reduced the number of vitamin bottles in my cupboard and saved money. I'll bet you will too. Go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Much of what we put on our skin is absorbed into the bloodstream. That's why Lily of the Desert is so careful in creating personal care products. Lily adds safe and effective ingredients like nature's best moisturizer, aloe vera, and pure natural botanicals. But unlike many other manufacturers, Lily takes great care to leave out the bad stuff. That is especially important in products for children. Lily for Kids is free of parabens, sulfates, phthalates, artificial dyes, synthetic fragrances, and animal byproducts. As a conscientious parent or grandparent, you can relax knowing that Lily personal care for your kids won't expose your little loved ones to chemicals that have unwelcome side effects. The kiddos love the natural fragrances of the body washes, lotions, and creams, and can relate to the adorable kid-friendly packaging. Ask your natural products retailer to carry Lily of the Desert personal care products. Find links to details and sources on lilyofthedesert.com or the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest for this segment is Dr. A.J. Goyle. He's an investigator and professor at Baylor University Medical Center. And we're talking about something natural used with cancer. And I just should point out, not everything natural is something you ought to be taking. Hemlock that they used to, as a poison in ancient Greece, it's natural. We talk more about things like resveratrol, aloe vera, and today, curcumin. Dr. Goyle, I want to hear what the results are that you're having with cancer, a little bit about how it works and so on. But first, I just have to ask what kind of reaction you had at this prestigious mainstream medical facility when you wanted to head in the direction of looking at this natural component of a spice.
Yes, so I think that's a very important question. So being in a healthcare system where up until I joined Baylor, which was about 15 years ago or so, they were not practicing too much in integrative or natural health arena. And when I would speak about the benefit of such natural medicines, you know, people would hear you with a lot of degree of skepticism. But I can tell you that when I would first talk about it, people wouldn't take you seriously. But now, just within this short time, I mean, I'm saying 15 years, but I still consider it relatively short. But within this 15 years of time, now our hospital has become one of the premier institutions where we are using natural medicines as a very frequent ways of treating patients with cancer and other diseases. We are doing clinical trials using curcumin and many other natural botanicals with the same physicians. So I think it's a process. I mean, I think everybody, all, even doctors who practice modern medicine, they have the best interests of patients in mind. And sometimes it just so happens that they're not familiar with some of the research, some of the science behind these natural products. So that's why they're somewhat hesitant or reluctant in using those products. But once you educate them, they come on board, and that's exactly what has happened at my institution, that after seeing all the evidence some of these natural botanicals have, they've begun to use these routinely in the care of their patients.
Well, and when they see the results, then that reinforces the idea to do it some more, and I just really applaud your being a pioneer in this area, because we always know the pioneers are the ones with the flaming arrows in their back, so I know it's probably in the beginning wasn't all that easy. Tell us how it's being used with cancer and what kind of advantages you're seeing.
So we can talk about this topic all day long, but in short, I mean, it is, I think, most of the natural products, we have to be realistic too. I mean, as much as I favor using these natural products, but we have to be realistic in the sense that probably most of them work best in a preventative setting. So if you're taking these products or you consuming them one way or the other as part of the food or diet and eating healthy for long periods of life, I think that's the best way to utilize them. So you have to use them early enough. You have to use them on a consistent basis because they don't function like drugs. You know, they take time before you see the effects. My bias is that especially for people who are somewhat concerned that maybe cancer runs in the families or something, they should be considering using curcumin and many others. I'm not trying to say answer to every problem is curcumin. So there are so many other wonderful natural medicines or botanicals out there. They should consider taking those on a regular basis for as long as they can. The reason is they are safe, most of them, I would say, including curcumin. So that's one. But over the years, we have done a lot of research. I've done a lot of research along with many other colleagues in different parts of the world where we have begun to show that not only curcumin works in a preventative setting, but also it works beautifully as an adjunctive medicine when people are taking the mainstream treatments for their cancers, be it radiation or chemo. So by that, what I mean is that a lot of patients who once they're diagnosed with cancer, so for God's sake, if they're not able to prevent it, they already are diagnosed with cancer. Now they still are worried because they're not sure that surgery had completely treated them. So if they are on chemo or radiation, all of those treatments have their own side effect profiles. They are very toxic. They're very expensive. And then, some people even believe that a lot of the patients who suffer from cancer, they are not suffering just from the disease, but from the toxicity and side effects of the treatments as well. So I think that's where we have made a big difference, where we have done a lot of research, a lot of science, a lot of clinical trials we have done, where we have shown that patients who are taking these treatments, if they combine, if they start taking curcumin along with their main course of treatment, they can mitigate, they can reduce the toxicity of these drugs, they can reduce the expense associated with these drugs, and as a consequence, what they see is they see overall quality of life has improved, their cancer stays in remission for longer periods of time, they feel overall better, not just from the cancer, but all the other side effects, how their body is behaving, how they're feeling, and so forth. So I think the biggest benefit we have seen is that these treatments are so potent and so powerful that they can almost function like your mainstream drugs, but without the cost and the toxicity. So this is very, very exciting that we can use these together with the modern drugs. And I think only time is a consideration, and probably in the coming years, we'll probably begin using them a lot more mainstream rather than just using the chemo radiation alone.
That's so exciting. And in the past, many things that were thought to be beneficial for the immune system, for example, or reducing toxic side effects and so on, patients were told, oh, no, you can't do that. There's a chance it might interfere with the chemotherapy. So the fact that you're finding something that works with it, an example, I've wrote a book on probiotics, and it would appear that the probiotics help lessen the side effects of the treatment. So the more we can figure out how these things marry to give better results for the patient, I think the better off we'll all be. Are there, going back to the food source, now if in India they are using it in three meals a day, every day, also most of their lives, they don't have to have an extracted form from turmeric. But if you are eating a more Western diet, you don't favor the spice or use it, then if you're supplementing, is there a good, better, best like there is with most things in the terms of the structure, the type of the supplement?
Yes, I think that's a very important question, and I think that's what I'm glad you brought up this question, because there's not all two curcumin extracts are same, and not two preparations are same. So I'm not in a position to say, because one of the challenges with curcumin is that curcumin, as good as it is medicinally, but one of the limitations of curcumin is that once we ingest it orally, it is not very well absorbed by our bodies. What it means that once you ingest it, not a whole lot of it makes it to our systemic circulation or blood circulation, but most of it comes out of the body. But having said that, we have 10,000 plus studies on PubMed, which is not a fluke, which means that probably this is such a potent botanical. And I can tell you, out of those 10,000 studies, other than probably handful of studies, every single study on PubMed have shown the benefits, have shown the efficacy that it works. So I don't think it's a dosage issue. So even though it is poorly absorbed, it still gets absorbed enough to be able to have to show therapeutic efficacy. So that's very important. Having said that, there are many vendors who are trying to develop different approaches or methodologies to increase the absorption of curcumin. And one of the old...
we're almost out of time.
Okay. So my research is mostly based on BCM95 curcumin, which is very natural, which has high absorption, and it is without any toxicity. And I believe this is one of the better...
I will put that in the archive of today's show. Thank you so much for being with us.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Testosterone and sperm are manufactured naturally by a man's body. Of course, the system can only do its job when it has all the essential nutrient building blocks for hormones in adequate amounts. Therefore, diet obviously plays a key role in optimal function of hormones and the entire reproductive system. That is why a great many health experts recommend increasing nutrient intake as a safe, low-cost, and effective way to successfully address a variety of important concerns that men have about their hormonal health and function. Unfortunately, low-dose supplement formulas may not be up to the task. Healthy by Nature recommends Michael's Male Reproductive Factors and or Michael's Testosterone Factors as supplements to a good diet. Both contain the nutrients necessary to support the body to naturally produce testosterone and sperm. Ask for Michael's Male Reproductive Factors or Michael's Testosterone Factors at your favorite health food store, or you can visit michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hi, I'm the host of Healthy by Nature, Marty Wittekin. Our longtime listeners probably know which sponsors are the ones that I've handpicked for quality and effectiveness. We've been honored to have most of them for years. These are fine companies like Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Jarroform are somewhat more recent additions, but equally appreciated. If you hear me voice a commercial, you know for sure it's one that I endorse. I do take care not to have products that directly compete. I should point out that on most stations where this program airs, two commercials are inserted into the show by others. They may be terrific products or services, but I haven't researched them or personally selected them. So if you call the show or email us about them, it's unlikely I can offer much information. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends. Please like Healthy by Nature Show on Facebook.
The Healthy by Nature Show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Well, during the break, I tried to get this on the website, but by the time I confirmed it, I didn't have time. The type of curcuma that Dr. Goyle was talking about is BCM95, and that's just a preparation that is more readily absorbed. It's in products from a number of different companies, but that's just the basic type. I will get it on during the next break. So if you go to hbnshow.com, click on radio, on the archive of today's show, I have information about our guests, and when I can find a specific like this that's helpful, I will put it in there. And for example, last week when we had a pretty amazing show with Bill Sardi on talking about benfotiamine for Alzheimer's in a study that actually showed a reversal, I did a whole follow-up blog on it because there were a lot of key points that I wanted people to see. I put it in the newsletter as well. So if you go while you're on the site, look down a little bit down the page and you can find that article. If you missed that show, I really recommend going back to the archives and listening to it because it was a pretty amazing information. Just like the information that we got today from Dr. Goyle of something that can be used along with regular treatment. People worry that they're making a choice that it's black or white. They only have to go with an alternative medical approach or the conventional, the truth lies somewhere in the middle, and the sooner we can get those melded together into treatments that work and the treatments themselves don't kill us, the better off we're going to be. Well, my next guest is a favorite on the show. He is a holistic dentist that practices in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. His name is Philip Coslow. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Marty. Good to be with you.
Well, we are in the studio. And for those of you that are listening on Sunday afternoon, you should know the show originates in Dallas, Texas on Saturday mornings. So if you want to call in, you need to tune in to one of the times, like if you're on the East Coast, it's 9 o'clock, and you can probably catch it there. Then you'd be able to call in and ask questions. I am going to give out the phone number. I knew we wouldn't have nearly enough time with Dr. Goyle to take calls, but we might be able to do that now. If you have a dental question, we're not prepared here to do home repairs or car repairs or anything, but health, especially dental issues, we're at 800-281-8255. So thanks for being with us. As I said, I'm happy to have you here because we're talking in October just in general about all of the kinds of decisions we make every day that add up to our body being resistant to cancer or susceptible. And having been susceptible, it affects our ability to fight back and be triumphant at the end. Mm-hmm. And even something seemingly unrelated as going to the dentist, mm-hmm. I see connections. And I thought of this when I was in the dental chair recently in your practice, and I needed an x-ray to confirm something you were doing with the crown. And I got dressed with the big lead apron that I'm pretty familiar with. And then they put a collar on around to protect my thyroid. And I went, "What? Why have I never had that before?" Talk to us a little bit about dental x-rays in general, how they, because we all know radiation is a cause of cancer. And
correct.
That's one of the concerns about cancer treatment is, yes, you might kill the tumor now, but you may be also killing the thymus gland or something else you might need later. How safe are dental x-rays? Are there different kinds? And what about protecting the thyroid? What was that about?
Well, to begin with, you're right. There are different kinds of dental x-rays. Most dental offices today utilize digital radiography, meaning that it's the amount of radiation that is exposed is cut way down. Dental x-rays are different than medical x-rays. Dental x-rays are columnated. And what that means is that device that comes out and aims at your tooth has a lead cylinder, and that cylinder does away with scatter radiation that you have in medical x-rays. Most offices today use the lead apron, and more offices now are using thyroid collars. The thyroid collar, I think, is very important just because it protects your thyroid. And anything that we can do to protect the rest of the body from what little radiation there is a good thing.
Interrupt, because I'm leading up to something about my history. Say 50 years ago, was it a different kind of x-ray? Were there, I mean, not that you would know, you're too young, but from reading reading up in dental school, was it different years ago?
It was. The x-ray units at that time, 50, 60 years ago, many of them were not columnated. That's a development that's been around for about 30, 40 years. The x-rays that we used to take years ago, if we took about 10 or 12 x-rays, that was about as much radiation with columnated machines as you'd get if you spent a day in the sun in Denver, Colorado. So the amount of radiation that you're getting with dental x-rays is not as much as I think the public perception is. Now, that said, we don't, and most offices don't radiate, don't take x-rays unless they're absolutely necessary. Our state boards mandate that any tooth that's treated has to have an x-ray, and there are reasons for that. You want to make sure that there's no underlying pathology in the tooth that you can't see in the mouth, and oftentimes there can be. So dental x-rays, when taken judiciously, are a good thing. It's a great instrument to help us diagnose.
Well, you wouldn't want to be treating a tooth that had a problem that wasn't seen, and you were going to end up losing the tooth because of that problem, and you've just wasted a bunch of time, money on the top.
Exactly right.
So I understand the need. Well, reason I ask is because I only really have one health problem. I'm blessed, I guess, that I know so many good things to do, but the one problem I have is a very small thyroid. And I have to wonder, because I had a tremendous amount of dental work done as a kid, the combination and tons of x-rays, if the x-rays and the mercury fillings, which we'll talk about when we get back, if the combination of the toxicity from the mercury, if that didn't stunt the growth of my thyroid gland. And I'm always interested, I just have a curiosity about how things develop over time so that we can get back to the very beginning and hopefully prevent things going forward. So I'm glad to know that the x-rays are safe, and do ask for a thyroid collar. Why risk it? We'll be right back.
I'm Marty Whittaker. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Science continues to show that regenerative medicine with stem cell therapy is the exciting frontier of medicine. If you or someone you know struggles with chronic pain or other health challenges, stem cell therapy may be the solution. When provided in the preferred way, it is simple, safe, effective, and affordable. You may have seen ads for stem cells. Please understand that not all stem cell treatments are alike. In fact, there are critical differences in the effectiveness depending on the source of the stem cells. Also, not all types of treatments share the same record of safety. And, of course, some approaches are a lot more expensive than others. Marty explains these important differences in an article on her website. Just go to hbnshow.com and enter stem cells in the search box. She's arranged a complimentary consultation for you valued at $200. Call 708-4385 today to book yours. 800-708-4385.
Do you wake up refreshed and ready for the day? Good quality sleep is crucial for restoring your body and your brain, so we can feel alert and energetic the next day. If you struggle to get to sleep or stay asleep, you'll be glad to know about Gero Formula Sleep Optimizer. This formula combines amino acids and herbs such as pharmagaba, tryptophan, valerian root, and hops to support the body in normalizing sleep. Stress, jet lag, and rotating work shifts are special challenges for sleep. They also benefit from Gero Formula's Optimizer's powerful yet gentle encouragement toward relaxation and healthy sleep cycles. Sleep Optimizer benefits all three stages of sleep so that you can awake rested and energized. Look for Gero Sleep Optimizer at fine health food stores nationwide. As you know, not every product is appropriate for every person, so please read label advice regarding youngsters, disease states, medication use, and pregnancy. For complete information, visit jarrow.com. That's JARROW.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
And we're back. We might have time for a question or two. 800-281-8255. My guest is Philip R. Coslow. He is a dentist, a green dentist, in that he pays attention to the environment as well as a holistic dentist looking at your whole body and not wanting to do something in your mouth that's going to cause an adverse effect somewhere else. His practice is located on Quorum Drive in Dallas. The website is dallasdentist.net. And the phone number is 972-458-2464. Well, I mentioned that I was getting a crown and it needed the x-ray. And folks, I just have to say, talking about progress over the decades, I've had an inordinate number of crowns, and I've never had an experience like I did a week or so ago. I just, none of the gooey, fill your mouth with stuff taking a mold, and you think you're going to suffocate and die because, well, it's glop in your mouth. And then having that done and then waiting, and you come back later and you get the crown. This was all done in one session, and it was, tell us about how, I want to get to the material, so let's make this quick, but how did you determine what the crown needed to be? And you did it so well, because there was none of that repeated chomping on carbon paper and grinding down, trying to make it match. The minute they went in, they felt like they'd been there forever. What method do you use to, A, determine what the crown needs to be like, and B, get it done in such a hurry?
Well, I'd love to claim that technology, but what we do is we scan the tooth, the arch, with a camera. The camera transfers that into a computer, and the computer designs the restoration based on 20,000 other of that same tooth. So we get a what we call a proposal that's milled in our lab out of a block of ceramic porcelain. We try that in. We fire it in the porcelain. We bond it in. There's no temporaries today. Many dentists now across the country do this. When we first started doing this about 13, 14 years ago, there were only about 10,000 of these units around. Now I think there's something like 30,000 around. But that's around the country. A lot of the bigger labs have gone to this same technology. So, yeah, it's fantastic. Know that we don't put that goop in your mouth. You don't have to wear a temporary. You don't have to come back. And they fit perfectly.
They do. I put it in, and I just couldn't believe it. It was not, oh, it's a little high on this side. Oh, well, maybe it was high on the other side and all that. Trying to get a table to be level by lopping a little bit off of this leg and then that leg. It wasn't any of that kind of thing. So the material, there was some discussion in my case about what you would carve it out of, whether it would be hard and more durable or more damaging on my bone tissue and so on. And I know you are a big proponent of studying biocompatibility, of making sure that what's you put in the mouth, we should get mercury out of the way real fast. Some of our new listeners may not have heard you on before talking about how toxic they call them silver fillings. They're mercury fillings or amalgam fillings, that mercury is, if not the most toxic metal on the planet that isn't like radioactive, it's right up there and it causes all kinds of mischief. But what about other things? I mean, are there other materials that are less good, or just is it an individual matter? Some people tolerate one thing better than the other. We've got 2 minutes to just give us the cliff
notes. Far away. Okay. Yeah, we have several materials that we can use when we fabricate crowns. Some of them are slightly softer. And by softer, I mean they're hard. They'll hold up well. But we have other materials that are very hard, very durable, that we can use in the back of the mouth that won't fracture. You know, and we take all that into consideration when we're treating a tooth. As far as the materials go and the biocompatibility, I, just like most dentists, want to know exactly what we're putting in your mouth. I want to make sure that it's biocompatible. We see some things now and again, and I'm going to get a little political here, but we see some things now and again that come in from China. I don't want to put anything in anybody's mouth from China. I've read articles in the literature about things that go on, and I'm not safe.
Well, heavy metals are a big problem in China, and they come through in a lot of the consumer products that come in.
They do, yeah, they do. So anyway, there are composite materials that we use for fillings. We want to make sure those are BPA free, bisgamma free, and that the patient can tolerate them. Sometimes we'll do sensitivity testing too as well. But we want to make sure what we put in your mouth won't lead to other problems, and it's something that'll be will function for you and will last a long time.
Well, you do a great job, and I just encourage people wherever you are in the country, find a dentist like this. And we'll have just a minute or so on the other side when we come back. I'll ask for an association where people can determine if they're finding a dentist like you, and I'll put that in the archives too.
Your host, Marty Whittakin here. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I have always suggested that clients take a multivitamin mineral. But I can no longer say that grocery store multis are better than nothing. Those highly advertised brands contain nearly useless amounts of poorly absorbed nutrients, as well as worrisome chemicals. They fool people into thinking that they're covered nutritionally when they are not. I was thrilled that nutrition expert Bill Sardi formulated a molecular multi. I take Molecular Multi because it's the most complete multivitamin mineral I have ever seen. It contains serious amounts of important nutrients that are missing even in fine health food store brands. I've reduced the number of vitamin bottles in my cupboard and saved money. I'll bet you will too. Go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
For many years, HealthWorks Mart has proudly sold many of the products and services that you've heard about on the Healthy by Nature show. I'm Andy Hopkins, producer of Marty's show and the owner of HealthWorksMart.com. In my online store, you will find many of the fine products discussed on the show. For example, products from Dr. Ahira's Probiotics, Jaro Formulas, Kyolic, Doctor's Best, Nordic Naturals, and a lot more. Even better, they're at prices well below those in most brick-and-mortar stores. Marty is known for handpicking sponsors that offer the highest quality, science-backed products. The same goes for me. Often I only sell one product in a category because the second best is just not good enough. Check us out at HealthWorksMart.com. That's HealthWorksMart.com. Did I mention that I offer free shipping on orders over $25? HealthWorksMart.com or 877-673-2536. 877-673-2536.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is an organic living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Okay, during the break, I did get into the archive description of today's show, that type of curcumin that Dr. Goyle was talking about. I also put a link to an association of holistic dentists so that you can find one, not maybe as good as mine, but somebody on the order of Dr. Coslow. A couple of notes here. For those of you in Texas who are going to the state fair, a famous chef says that the crappy food of the year to eat is the hamburger that instead of buns has funnel cake. So not a nutrition advice, mind you. This is something you do once a year. And for the fanatics next year, know that there's some kind of an event for $100. You can go and taste all of the submissions for the fried butter, fried Snickers, whatever. So on a lighter note, on our website, hbnshow.com, you go into the library. I want you to know, and I may repeat this again next week, there's a lot of good cancer information. And do sign up for the newsletter. I don't give your email address to anybody. I don't spam you. I consider myself real lucky if once a week I get a newsletter put together. And it's short, but usually directs you to the blog if you're interested. And next week, there's a ton of advertising coming out. I see wrappers on the newspaper. I see it everywhere about stem cells. I just want you to know there are different types, and it makes a big difference whether you get the right kind and how it's used. It's the right kind, as far as I'm concerned, are much less expensive. They're more powerful and much safer. So next week's show will cover that. So don't miss it. Even if you heard our talk about it before, I think it bears repeating so that you can pass that information along to folks that you know. Real quickly, the Philip R. Coslow Dental Practice is DallasDentist.net. He's on Quorum Drive in Dallas. The phone number is 972-458-2464. Dr. Coslow, parting thoughts?
Well, you know, the mouth is the portal of the body, and it's so important to keep that in mind when you do your daily routine. Make sure you floss and brush. Somebody came out and said flossing doesn't work. It works. Very important. Please do that. And seek out good dental care and do your regular dental checkups. They're important.
Well, if your mouth is sick, it's not going to help the rest of your body resist the flu, let alone the cancer that we're talking about frequently this month. Thank you very much for coming, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you.
We'll be back next week and talk about stem cells. Tell your friends.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals. For many years, HealthWorks Mart has proudly sold many of the products and services that you've heard about on the Healthy by Nature show. I'm Andy Hopkins, producer of Marty's show and the owner of HealthWorksMart.com. In my online store, you will find many of the fine products discussed on the show. For example, products from Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Jaro Formulas, Kyolic, Doctor's Best, Nordic Naturals, and a lot more. Even better, they're at prices well below those in most brick-and-mortar stores. Marty is known for hand-picking sponsors that offer the highest quality, science-backed products. The same goes for me. Often I only sell one product in a category because the second best is just not good enough. Check us out at healthworksmart.com. That's healthworksmart.com. Did I mention that I offer free shipping on orders over $25? Healthworksmart.com or 877-673-2536. 877-673-2536.